briefly the important invention of what's known colloquially as the Starkmark. These little plastic thingies that you use as a bookmark in the Sfarim, and they stick to the page a little bit on one side, and the other side doesn't, and it sticks up. And you move it as you go along, and you keep on reusing it as a place mark. So what is the halacha with regard to using it on Shabbos? Yesh Osrim, Yesh Mekilim. Personally, over the last 24 hours, I've come to appreciate and understand better the Tzad Lahakel. What would be the problem to begin with? So one of the malachas on Shabbos is the malacha of Tofer, which is sewing, stitching together two different pieces of fabric. In the end of Siman Shin Mem, the Shulchan Aruch writes that not just sewing is included under the malacha, but if a person takes two pieces of paper, two pieces of parchment, and he attaches them together by gluing them, so that would be a tolda, a subcategory of that malacha of Tofer. So to go ahead and glue together, tape together, even staple together two pieces of paper, that would presumably be a subcategory of Tofer. And similarly, to separate two pieces of paper that are attached in that way would be a malacha of Korea. So therefore, to go ahead and to use a sticker on Shabbos to attach it to a piece of paper presumably would be a problem based on the malacha of Tofer. However, we have to understand this a little bit better. The Ber Halacha there explains that the definition of the malacha is when you take two separate items, lokech shnei dvarim achadim umechaber osam leachad, and you go ahead and attach them and fuse them and you make them one. Just as when you sew together two pieces of fabric, so they're sewn together now, they're considered like one more complex item, one more complex garment, so too. When you glue together two pieces of paper, now they're considered to be one, they fuse into one unit. Later posts can really accentuate this aspect of the definition of the malacha. Moshe Feinstein, in the Igros Moshe, Beis Peidalit, and the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, and Perek Tes, in footnote Chaf Aleph, they both say that this malacha is when you go ahead and you attach two things in a way that make them one. Moshe writes, and the Aruch HaShulchan also, and Shin Yud Zayin writes, that they're attached to the point that if you'd separate them, they would rip. When you rip off tape from something, so part of that substance that was attached to comes off with it. So if they're attached in that way, that's called fused together. That's called tofer. But if it's just attached very lightly, they don't fuse together, then that would not be a malacha of tofer. Shlomo Zalman is quoted there in the Shmir Shabbos as saying that you have those food packages where you have these stickers that you go ahead and after you open the package, you stick it closed, and then you open it and close it every time you open the package, and that helps keep it a little bit fresh. So he says the first time you detach the sticker, he says that shouldn't be on Shabbos. But after that, he says it's made specifically in a way where it will not fuse together with the packaging. It's made to be able to be opened and closed easily, and it only attaches on one side. And so too, certainly the same would apply to these bookmarks. They don't attach tightly to the paper. They don't fuse with the paper. You certainly don't rip anything when you take it off. They're made to attach lightly and to be able to be detached very easily. That probably does not count as tofer at all. In addition, the post can discuss other forms of connecting things. What about, let's say, zippering something together? How is that different than tofer? And I have tofer. I take two fabrics and I stitch them together. Here, I just go ahead and zipper them together. What's the difference? So the post can write, and this is also quoted in Shmir Shabbos in Perek Tezvav, in Sif Ayin Ches, in the new edition, that if it's, when you're talking about something like a zipper or Velcro, so these are, it's very clear that they're meant to be constantly opened and closed and attached and detached, and that's the normal usage. They're not meant to be attached together in a permanent fashion. And Lehefech, if it would be attached in a permanent fashion, it would be broken. It's meant to constantly be, and it's recognizably so. It's not just that it happens to be attached temporarily. You can see that it's meant to be used constantly in that fashion, to be constantly closed and opened, and that's not called tofer. Further consideration, even if you're talking about real tefira, so there's a whole discussion. What if it's done in a temporary fashion? The mechaber seems to be machmir in Siman Shin Mem, but the Rama in Shin Yud Zayin Sif Gimel question exactly what he means, but he apparently seems to be maker adin. He writes that we should be machmir b'fnei ha'aretz. So Shmir Shabbos explains that really it's mutter maker adin, but people will not understand what's called tefira lizman, what's called temporary, what's called permanent. But therefore, if it's done in a way where it's obvious that it's temporary, everyone knows that's temporary, and it's made in that fashion to be temporary, so then there would be room to be makel. So three distinct issues here. One is that it doesn't really fuse and become one, and the other is that it's made to be constantly used again and again, attached and detached. And finally, that even if it was real tefira, if it's done in temporary fashion, me'ikra din, at least the Ramah is mekel, so it seemed to be that there's plenty of room to be mekel with regard to these things, perhaps not to take them off from the pack for the first time on Shabbos. Maybe if a person wants to be, I would understand the tzad l'hachmir, if a person's using it in a sefer that he doesn't usually use, and he's going to leave it there forever, or leave it there for a long time. But it would seem that there's room to be mekel, especially for a mark that you constantly are putting in and taking out. Have a wonderful day, and please.